Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, August 3rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Today we have a very special guest on the show, Mr. Morgan Reynolds. Now, he was the chief economist in the Labor Department during George Bush's first term. Mm-hmm. He was also professor emeritus at Texas A&M University. He was also the director of criminal justice at the Criminal Justice Center in Dallas. And what he has said is that the official story of how the World Trade Center towers collapsed isn't accurate, and more than likely it was a controlled demolition. This is very heavy information coming from someone that was in the Bush cabinet. Now, he's also been featured on the front page of the American Free Press, as you can see right there, and he spoke a couple weekends ago at the D.C. Truth Convergence, mm-hmm. where we had the honor of meeting him, and of all the speakers that came off the stage, nobody drew a bigger crowd than Morgan Reynolds, and he stood there for well over an hour, I believe, talking to everybody and anybody who would come up to him and just relaying it to. So that was very, very kind on his part. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Morgan Reynolds to Wing TV. How you doing?
Hi.
Real good. Good to talk to you, Victor and Lisa.
Well, we just want to thank you so much for coming on our show today. And what we're going to do, Morgan, is that we've talked about controlled demolition on this show probably more than any other topic there is.
Yep.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to come at it from a more personal angle, while Lisa's going to touch upon the technical aspect. So my first question to you is, when did you realize that the official story, something was awry with it, something didn't add up, and also what specifically triggered these thoughts?
I didn't leave the administration until the first few days of January 2003.
Uh-huh.
And when 9/11 happened, I had a doubt that I put aside. I had been in the administration for 7 days. I started the preceding Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And when I went over to a colleague's office, shortly after the first impact in one of the WTC, the North Tower, I went and looked at the TV, and the first thing out of my mouth was, that building will not fall.
Uh-huh.
So I guess you could say that evidenced a doubt right away.
Right.
Because it wasn't but within 90 minutes or 102 minutes we had an implosion of the second implosion of the tower.
Yeah.
So, but I put it aside, and it wasn't until I left government service that I began doubting everything. I would say a big part of this was all the lying about WMDs,
right.
Saddam Hussein, and his link to 9/11. And the immediate threat posed by this threatless, sad nation halfway around the world. And I said, well, what else would they lie about? And then what was key was I did an essay review of David Griffin's first book,
right.
Pearl Harbor.
That's fantastic.
And that really was very convincing to me because the guy is scholarly and careful and has boodles of integrity. So.
Mm-hmm.
That was my evolution.
Okay. You agree with us that the more likely scenario is that of a controlled demolition at the World Trade Center towers. A controlled demolition would require certain criteria to be in effect. The people who did it would have to have unimpeded access to the towers, access to explosives. They'd have to have the ability to avoid detection. They would have to have expertise to orchestrate such destruction. In your opinion, do you think that 19 Arab hijackers would meet the above criteria?
Right. Look, yeah, if the government propagandists and their corporate media allies could sell that would make them even scarier, wouldn't it? You know, it's just preposterous, as your question implies.
Uh-huh. Now,
so, once you realize or accept the irrefutable evidence, we can prove this up beyond any reasonable doubt. That's the way it went down. Then, of course, it quickly leads right into the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Now, you've taken some criticism for speaking out, specifically from Texas A&M President Robert Gates, and he said, this is a quote, "To suggest any kind of government conspiracy in the events of 9/11 is beyond the pale." What are your thoughts on those words?
Well, both parts of his statement are highly negative and absurd, okay? To say that government hasn't in the past, including the United States government, set up pretexts for war, it betrays a serious ignorance of history. In fact, I was just reading in Nafis Ahmed's appendix here of his latest book, The War on Truth, that a massacre, the Boston Massacre, so-called, was actually pretty much arranged by the revolutionaries back in 1775 or 76.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been going on a long time.
Right.
Well, not to mention back in the Roman Empire days, etc. So I used to start with the Remember the Maine,
that's right.
And then go to the Lusitania, and the Reichstag fire, the Pearl Harbor set up, and of course we have Operation Northwoods,
right.
And so on. You know, you could multiply this by two or three. We have a rich menu of a pattern. Of course, it's not taught in our civics classes or most political science. And what this does is massage the American ego about how exceptional we are, how good. How unlike other nations that where clearly tyrants and criminals have gained power in the state at various points in time, but it could never happen here, not
right.
could it, and it hasn't happened. So this is just part of ignorance and denial.
Mm-hmm. NIST, the National Institute for Standards and Technologies, has tried to explain away the World Trade Center collapses. They are currently saying that it was dislodged fireproofing that caused the towers to come down. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if there were no fireproofing, the collapse couldn't have occurred in the way they insist, because they're still stuck with plastic, I'm saying, deformed or elastic steel, you know, that is thermally weakened. And then you're stuck with
even what would happen,
and we have no evidence. Of course, we never saw any red-hot beams or any evidence of a serious problem that way. Although, I'll get back to that
Morgan,
tower if we...
Morgan, what about World Trade Center 7?
What about 7? Well,
yeah.
Of course, that one is... The biggest problem of all now, isn't it? Because
yes.
they don't have any plane impact to point to, no initial blowout. We had a completely conventional bottom-up demolition that took some 7 seconds or less, and here we have a 47-story steel frame skyscraper, and of course, no steel frame skyscraper has ever collapsed because of a fire, no matter how intense or widespread before or after.
Right.
Now, I've spoken to a lot of people about controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers, and I've convinced quite a few of them of this. But when they are convinced, the next thing that almost invariably comes out of their mouth is, they say, well, I just can't believe that our government would kill its own people. So my question to you is, what kind of person would be behind something like this to kill 3,000 Americans in cold blood?
Well, monsters, as one of the survivors of the World Trade Center disaster put it, monsters. A lot of people can't believe that people like us or people we know could be this cold-blooded.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to disabuse ourselves of that notion. This is what Hannah Arendt called the banality of evil. We like to think that monsters are people completely unlike ourselves.
Right.
This is very childlike, of course, you know, that monsters that don't look like us or act like us or have our culture. And we got to remember how criminals think here, and especially mass murderers, you know. How important are these 3,000 lives or few hundred left. How important are they? Well, remember, I'm thinking like a criminal now. What's the highway fatality toll in a month?
Right.
About 3,000. Well, you know, what good were those deaths? Well, these deaths at least go to a noble cause,
named fight terrorism.
Domination.
Yeah.
Right. I want to clarify one more thing about that NIST fireproofing excuse that they're giving. They say that the fireproofing was dislodged because the debris field dislodged the fireproofing, and the debris field would have done that due to the plane impact, supposedly. But that doesn't stand up not only for 1 and 2, but also for 7, because 7 wasn't even hit by a plane, so there was no debris field caused by an impact. Anyway.
Right, agreed, yeah.
Okay,
And this whole thing is just a red herring.
Yeah.
Even if the steel had no fireproofing, it's not going to go down the way the building did.
Okay, I wanted to ask you, there's been some controversy, people saying that there was severe structural weakening of the core columns. Have you found any direct evidence of this?
No, I haven't, although I know there's a filmmaker who had a show on Discovery or the
right.
channel or... you have to help me on that. But
yeah, that's been disproven. No,
that these buildings were faulty from the get-go because they weren't built to code. Well, they were built way beyond any code.
Right.
These buildings were incredibly strong. The core, and you know the facts like I do, and we have the photos, although we don't have access to the original blueprints for some reason. But we know the core. The core is got these 47 columns, and they are cross-braced and trussed, and everything was done tenfold because these buildings were models, icons, right? And they could withstand a 707. Remember, and these planes are on the order, even if we believe it's a 767, which I don't, they had the, because they're slower than a 707, et cetera, because of the kinetic energy, it's rather much the same as those. And a 100-ton or 150-ton aircraft, compared to how strong these buildings and the mass of these buildings, is like a pinprick. And we've got even the ASCE people who did this hampered superficial initial investigation have said as much. You know, in other words, the structural damage here is tiny.
It's
just to put any weight on that, that leaves them with the fire. And the South Tower fire, of course, was dying. It was almost out, and that's why they had to pull that building first while they had any fire to work with or smoke.
Yeah. Now, Morgan, if you were sitting, this is a hypothetical question, if you were sitting in a board meeting with George Bush, or a cabinet meeting, I should say, with George Bush and Dick Cheney and some of the other people in his cabinet, and when they ask you a question, you said, first of all, I'd like to bring up a different subject that, in my opinion, the World Trade Centers came down via a controlled demolition, and I have a lot of proof to back this up. What do you think their reaction would have been?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Well, they would turn whiter than they are already, and their jaws would drop open, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they would have me escorted from the room. And then, well, we could use our imagination.
Maybe escorted from your life.
What consequences would follow next. But there certainly would not be any substantive answer or response to the... this is like the 9/11 Commission report, right? Mm-hmm. Anything in terms that was... serious evidence against the official story wasn't even dealt with.
That's right.
Okay, molten steel was found weeks following 9/11, 7 stories below street level, burning in a nearly oxygen-starved environment. How do we explain this away when the jet fuel burned off just within the first few minutes?
Well, they can't. I mean, they're still left with, we have these weakenings at the top, and then there was a pancake collapse. Now, of course, we all know that's not what we saw.
Right.
The buildings were imploded, turned to dust, and steel beams 30 feet less and under in length. So that is a devastating fact that it is undisputed and cannot be explained by the official theory. You're only left with demolition.
Yeah. Now, it's taken a lot of courage for you to come out and say the things you've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the reaction to your revelations from, let's say, your colleagues in the government, academia, the military, and also in the media or law enforcement?
Well, it's been very mixed across the board. I have stout supporters and applause. It ranges from that to extreme hostility, name-calling. You all have been through this, too.
Oh, yeah.
And that means from every segment of the population.
Right.
Now, if you just look at emails, for example, of course I'm getting 4 and 5 and 6 to 1 positive. That's predictable. But what has amazed me, and I've done dozens of these radio interviews now, is I have been impressed by how little the other side has of any scientific refutation. The callers and the emailers, they just don't have anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Crucifix-shaped fragments of the core column structure were found among the rubble, along with neatly shorn pieces of steel. What could account for this?
Okay, well, of course, these charges would account for the nature of the way that the steel was severed, and the two towers were not quite conventional in that they over-exploded this building.
Mm-hmm.
They did it for showbiz.
Yeah.
In other words, they were going to make it spectacular and traumatic. The Building 7 was entirely conventional. So what they did was they blew it from the top, just blew it to kingdom come, and then they blew things thereafter, the lower floors. That's not ordinarily they economize on all this boom boom stuff, and they primarily use gravity. You just pull the foundations out from under the building. You blow the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So they that's why the steel. Another thing, of course, is that the stack was so small the salvage guys were dumbstruck about it. Because they just blew this thing to kingdom come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've come out, Kevin Ryan from Underwriters Laboratory has come out and spoken about a controlled demolition. William Rodriguez, who is a maintenance worker in the World Trade Center towers, has come out and spoken about this. In your opinion, what is it going to take to force the government to take these charges seriously, or do you think they'll ever take them seriously and confront them?
Oh, I think the truth will out, and it's not going to take decades when it can no longer directly affect history. I'm very optimistic on that. I think the most likely way this is going to come about is not that the different branches of the government will step up and do their job, including the Congress could bring charges and impeach this administration, or Elliot Spitzer or some state attorney general could bring charges, etc. That's not going to happen. I think that's improbable. What is likely to happen is that 9/11 research community is building up this huge body of evidence that points in the direction of the real perpetrators.
Right.
And what's going to happen is, it almost happened in my case where the column found its way into UPI and Washington
mm-hmm.
Times.
That's right.
Well, once it gets into a nationally syndicated column or a prominent corporate media outlet, and we shouldn't despair about this, because this they won't be able to hold back the dam, and somebody will break forward and bring it out. And then, guess what? That would just change the political environment 180
degrees.
Dramatically,
yeah.
Once people say, oh, my God, I didn't know this, and then you're going to get lots of people, because the politics, the political payoff matrix is going to reverse, and now it'll become, you'll have the hounds now chasing the right fox.
Right. Okay, we are waging an information war not only with the mainstream media, but also on the internet with the containment press that we call the 9/11 gatekeepers. They want to justify, or their argument is that it was incompetence and negligence, the Liehoff theory. Does this fly with you, Morgan?
And why won't they talk about controlled demolition?
Well, I agree. There's some of this is what I answer Victor's question, wouldn't it? That's why they don't want to focus on the demolition of the three New York City buildings.
Yeah.
I've got one more question, Morgan.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to do with 9/11 necessarily, but it's related. Jenna Orkin was one of the speakers at the D.C. Truth Convergence, and she spoke about peak oil, and she said peak oil is a matter of life and death. What are your thoughts on peak oil?
Well, I'm an economist, and I can speak with expertise on this. That is just a bogus issue. Even if they were right that reserves, proven reserves, are going to decline, there are lots of reserves. And besides, oil is not a chemical element. You can grow oil in West Texas with certain kinds of oil-rich plants. All of this is people hooking on to 9/11 with an unrelated agenda.
Yeah.
That goes for Rupert and all the other doomsayers. You know, we got environmentalists, kind of the green commies, etc. Lots of people hooking on to this for redistributors, the socialist ilk. So all of that is beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
What my views are on others, but I can tell you, peak oil is nonsense.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much for saying that.
Yep.
And Morgan, if someone wants to, I have one more question too, but if someone wants to find your articles or information about you, how would they go about doing it?
Okay, I don't have my own website, but you can see about a dozen op-eds on lewrockwell.com.
Oh, yeah.
That's L-E-W, rockwell.com. Jim Hoffman's 9/11 research.net has the first part of my reply.
To yep, I read that.
Geek. Then I also, we have 9/11 physics.net I have joined that group.
And you can find a host of other sites that carry Morgan's article by just typing Morgan's name into Google.
That's right. Now, my final question is, I was telling a young woman this morning, she attends Penn State University, and she's a political science major, and I was telling her about how you're going to be on our show today in a controlled demolition and so forth, and when she heard all this stuff, she finally said, well, I don't think the American people are ready for the truth. What are your thoughts on that?
Deja vu.
Well, some of them aren't, but there are many open-minded Americans. There are many who already know the truth. I was heartened on many radio shows to know how many callers were very well-informed up on this.
And receptive.
Every day that Bush-Cheney administration stays in office, more and more people realize they've been duped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Morgan, thank you so much for coming on our show today, and I know you're busy, but for you to come forward like this and, you know, as the American Free Press said and so many other sites, that this was a long-awaited or long-needed breath of fresh air in this movement.
And, Morgan, I share your thoughts that the truth will resonate in people, and the story is going to break.
It does. That's our most important armament and weapon.
Well, thank you for coming on today. Tomorrow we have Mr. Robert Ramey on as our guest. And until then, keep your eyes open, folks, because there is a lot going on.
See you then.